All right, let's go live. A little bit of a lengthy one here. Hi, I'm a recurring customer here. I want a video reply. I've already used your services twice. I need your advice in some areas, but first a little background. I'm 25. I'm from Poland, living in a major city. I used to work at a internationally known company as an analyst for 5 years, analyst contractor for 5 years. Now I'm a co-owner of a consulting business, data science, analytics, market research. I got a BA in management with finance and accounting focus in the best business school in Poland. I don't have a master's degree nor an MBA yet. Good. That means you're smart. My English isn't perfect, but it's pretty good. Well, you're right. You're using paragraphs, so I'm very happy with your English so far. You're beating the Americans. I earn $21 after taxes per hour, about three times the local average. I work 60 to 160 hours a month, which I like. Assistants and other coworkers do 90% of the stuff I didn't like. So now it's a great job. That's great. A month, 60 to 100, that's like... divided by four. Yeah, that's like part-time, very part-time to occasionally full-time job. I got enough money for my needs and a lot of time to relax, read and play games, watch movies, see friends. I'm doing good. I'm happy with my life. What's the problem? Poland, even though it's a good place to live now, has no future for me. The taxes are raised like hell. Old people vote high pensions for them, which must be financed for the taxes of young people like me. In the next few years, my salary should go down as much as 30 to 50% due to growing taxes. I would have to pay 3 to 5 times more taxes than now. Since there's no future for productive people here, I want to immigrate to better country. Pandemic really helped with narrowing the list, and now the only countries I are considering are Switzerland and the United States. I've just visited Switzerland, went here for recon. I've read Reconnaissance Man. I really liked it. It's a calm place, not much going on. Boy, that's right. Holy cow. I mean... do you like going to the library? Because that's Switzerland. I think that Zurich is probably the best city to live that I've been so far in my life. I like Bern. I mean, I like that, but boy, it is. Take a look at Montreux. That was probably my favorite town, but also very quiet. No, that was Switzerland. Yeah, we were in Switzerland. I'm sure Zurich is. I was in Zurich. It was fine. Bern, I like better. I haven't been to the USA yet. I got two friends there. One guy in New York, another in Orlando, Florida, and they both really like living in the United States. I plan to come and do recon this fall. I want to stay about 2 to 3 months, see if I like it. I thought starting in Florida and either going to Texas, Colorado, Arizona, Nevada, Utah, and around north from Florida to New Hampshire. Which is better? Which one do you suggest seeing? All right. Let's go through. All right. First, for financial purposes and life purposes, I would not move to the United States. We are in decline. The people hate each other. Everyone absolutely is obsessed about their traits instead of what they do. And that's bad because traits don't produce anything. Traits don't make food. Traits don't produce machinery and equipment and goods. It doesn't result in standards of living. But everyone here is obsessed to be trained to think that they have value because of traits, you know, things we're born with, skin color, race, ethnicity, gender. And what would probably even be worse is a lot of, obviously they discriminate against whites and males in this country, of which I'm going to assume you're one. Even if you happen to be a white male, you can claim to have a trait. And this is where a lot of faking mental illness comes in. This is where you select you claim to be non-binary as an insult to those who actually legitimately and authentically are. The population here in the United States, and this is regardless of politics, is decaying. People do not work. They are lazy. They are spoiled. I would not move here. Now, certainly come visit. Certainly check it out. But Switzerland, even though it's incredibly boring, at least you're not stuck there. Like, you could check out all the other countries that are nearby. You go to Germany, you go to France, you go to Italy. And even though, I mean, I'm not really all that excited about Switzerland, I would, if you had to move and get citizenship or move your country or your company somewhere, I would go to Switzerland. If I forget whether you had a company or not, I would go to Switzerland because they follow the law. They don't burn buildings down. They're homogenous, I guess. You know, they and they're we're such good environmentalists. They kind of got a Swedish Scandinavian arrogance to them, like, oh, we're just recycling. We're just such good people. I'm like, yeah, But I'll take that over the United States. Now, I would still stick in the United States because I'm familiar with it. I like the West. You ain't got anything like that in Switzerland. And just, but yeah, man, I would stay there. Because I'm looking to get another place, not a house, but like to move, like have a plan B. And, you know, I don't think you're going to see conservative, Republican, or pro-capitalism parties elected again in quite some time. And so, yeah, I would just do it. But, all right, let's say you want to come to the United States. All right, you're a reconnaissance man, so you got a pretty good template to work from. I've been to Florida, blah, blah, blah. New York, I would skip New York altogether. There's no reason to go there. I thought starting in Florida and either going to Texas, Colorado, Arizona, Utah, Nevada, and around. North from Florida and New Hampshire. Which one is better? What do you suggest seeing? I would recommend you go to Florida, hang out with your buddy, get a car rental, and then I would do exactly that. Texas. In order, I would go Texas, Arizona, because you could drive through Texas. 2 to 3 months, you're going to need at least a couple weeks just to see Texas. Arizona, I'd spend about a week or two in the Phoenix area, maybe make your way up to Flagstaff or Tucson. I like Arizona a lot. Nevada, the only place I would check out would be Las Vegas, including Boulder City in Nevada. And then I would drive up to Reno. Then I cut all the way over to Utah. I would check out Salt Lake City in Utah. Oh, wait, how would I do that? You know what? If depending on time, you could check out Reno if you want. But I'd say go from Vegas. If you're short on time, go from Vegas, go up to St. George, Utah, check out that place. Then I go to Salt Lake City in Utah. And then that's going to put you near Wyoming. I would avoid Montana because it's very cold unless you like the cold, but Montana is going to require a bunch of time. I really wouldn't check out Wyoming. They're just dumb there. And I would also check out the Black Hills area of South Dakota. I mean, of which you have to drive through Wyoming to get to, or at least part of Montana to get to. That's what I would consider. Which one is better? It all depends on you. That's where you're driving. I can't tell you which one is better. I know that I would, if I had to go in order, I would probably choose Florida, then Nevada. No, I'm sorry. Nevada, you got Nevada here. All right. First would be Nevada, Las Vegas, Florida, St. Petersburg, Tampa. Those are the towns I'd have you check out. Then, it'd be a real close draw between Phoenix, Arizona, or St. George, Utah. If you can work remotely, I'd even check out Moab. I don't know if you'd want to live there. It's very pricey, but I would definitely check out Moab, Utah, but you could also do Salt Lake City. But state-wise, I'd first be Nevada, second be Florida. Ferret Town in Utah, Moab. But just not, there's not, it's expensive, man. So more functionally would probably be St. George. And then Salt Lake is fine. It's just Arizona. But I would probably go down to Phoenix, Arizona before I move to Salt Lake. Because I do love Arizona, but you're almost going to have to escape during the winter or the summers. Then Colorado, because they got a ton of mountains. While you're in Moab, I would recommend you check out Cortez, Durango. Grand Junction. Denver is not worth the name. I wouldn't do Denver. And then maybe Colorado Springs because you got mountains in Colorado. Colorado's beautiful. And then the last one out of that list would be Texas. And I like Texas. It's just not, it's too flat for me. There's nothing going on in Texas. I mean, it's nice culture. They like their guns. They like their oil and their cows. The women are somewhat attractive. And yeah, by the way, when you come here to the United States, don't expect any hot chicks. Just don't expect any hot chicks. And that'd be, yeah. And then north from Florida, New Hampshire, I would avoid the eastern part of the country. I would just not bother about. The only place I would consider, and you could check it on your way out to the west, is to go through Tennessee. Might have to go a little bit further north than you want, but Tennessee might be worth something to check out, specifically Knoxville. And what do I recommend you see while you're off on your way? Okay, I would, you have to, this is an order of importance, not order of chronological. You have to see Canyonlands National Park. While you're there, also check out Arches National Park and drive Highway 128 out to the highway. All right, so there's that. Grand Canyon, I mean, you'll see that, Northern Ute, Arizona. Zion National Park. I would do Vegas. You just got to see Vegas because that's a fun town. It's a good town to check out. Do one night on the strip. That's it. You don't have to go to, then I'd go check out the Hoover Dam. I'd go hiking. I'd do anything else but go to the strip. Colorado, I would check out the town Gateway, Colorado. You know, kind of look at a map and put these all together. And then I would do, if you're going to go through Wyoming, I would do Yellowstone National Park, but I just drive through it. And then I would go up to Chief Joseph's Highway and also drive Beartooth Pass into Montana. If you got time, I drive south, go to Ten Sleep, Wyoming, and drive up Highway 16 over to Buffalo, Wyoming, do Ten Sleep Canyon. Colorado, Hanging Lakes. I don't even do Rocky Mountain National Park. It's not that exciting. I enjoyed the Uncompahgre Mountains more than I did the Rockies. Well, the other part of the Rockies. Yeah, that's why. I want to immigrate through the master's degree, data science, enroll in American Swiss University, and just pay after the studies. In the USA, I considered MIT as a long shot, and Duke Fuqua, it's realistic, because they got the data analytics degree that I want. I do Switzerland. I would. I mean, if you could get in, I mean, apply. I mean, because your degree would be transferable. You got into MIT. Yeah, okay. It doesn't. And then you could probably work anywhere you wanted. So far from my research, Switzerland seems like the better option. Yes. Can you provide your opinion about the following matters in the United States? Immigration regulations. It's quite easy to immigrate to Switzerland. If I get a job, they give me a permit to stay automatically. After a few years, I could get permanent residence, and about 10 years could become a citizen. On the other hand, I would have very limited job opportunities as a non-United citizen or non-citizen in the United States. Yeah, I go to Switzerland. I would go to Switzerland because the people are just better. They're boring, but they're better. Dude, they're not fat, lazy pieces of crap. They work for a living. Their children are like, I deserve free everything for, I just cannot warn you about the stability that's, or the instability that America has. And if you came here for work purposes, the United States, yeah, they kind of make it a little bit difficult. But if you got into MIT or you had a master's in data science, you might be able to find a HB1 visa and work there. I'm going to recommend you come to the United States and tour it, check it out. You know, say you've been here just so you know for a fact in your heart of hearts. But politically, economically, structurally, sociologically, this country hates itself and the people are mentally ill. You know? Do you want a really boring cousin who plays chess, or do you want to hang out with your drug addict cousin who's cutting himself? Switzerland is the boring cousin who plays chess and goes to the library and has a paper collection. The United States is Cuddy McDrug addict who hates himself. I'd go hang out with the boring cousin. Tuition, studies in Switzerland, $8,000 U.S. at the top three business schools in Europe. USA is $100,000, $130,000 unless I get a scholarship. Do you think MIT, Duke Fuqua degree is worth the money? No, I don't. MIT, maybe. I've never heard of this Duke Fuqua thing. I never heard of that. MIT, maybe, if you get someone else to pay for it or subsidize it heavily. But no, $100,000 to $130,000, you take that money, throw it in the index fund or whatever over time. I don't know what index fund you got in Europe. But you could retire on that. Taxes, 5 to 8% income tax in Switzerland, VAT tax, like sales, 7% real estate, blah, 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 gasoline, $7 a gallon. But you don't drive much. Yeah, the country's only like 20 feet big and 10 feet wide. I walked across it like in an hour and like, oh, look, cows. Oh, hey, a mountain. Oh, look, yeah, very clean street. Are those banks? In the United States, from what I've seen on the internet, it seems that I would pay more. Is this true? Yes, yes, you would pay. You would pay more in the United States depending on your income. But yes, I do know Switzerland-based government spending percent GDP and revenue percent GDP. Switzerland has lower taxes than the United States. Leftist BS. There's little or no leftist bullshit and brainwashing. Swiss people are probably the most conservative Western nation. Women got the right to vote in the 1970s. I heard in the United States it's a bleep show now, but not sure if I could trust. Yeah, it is a bleep show. People, okay, the new religion here in the United States is to celebrate parasitism. They euphemistically call it socialism and, oh, we just care. No, it's a bunch of lazy people who don't want to work. And it's one thing for humans to be lazy and not want to work. It's another thing when they pride themselves off of it. If you have any interest in women, that's another thing you haven't listed here. The women are horrible. Horrible. If they're not overweight, they're Marxist. If they're not Marxist, they're both. And just look at these dating profiles. Women have no interest in marriage or being physically beautiful or slender or attractive. Men are absolutely not considered in any of their decisions, which is fine. They have a right to do that. I'm not judging them on that. But if you would like, oh, maybe I'll find a nice, pretty girl. No, you're not going to find. And like I said before, the religion is socialism. And they pride themselves on taking other people's money. That is how bad it is here. They are. I'm so caring. I want to take other people's money and give it to causes that I think we will solve. And I don't care if we really do. I just want to help. It's even worse. It's like not only is the religion like they're so have their value based on the fact that they're leftists, or even worse that they're not Trump. You know, that's the weird thing. Like, oh, I'm not Trump. I'm a good person. Like, no, you just don't like Trump. Which is fine, I understand. That doesn't make you a good person. But how they are addicted to their politics because they have nothing else in life? No, they are mentally ill here. Mentally ill. And that's everyone. Future prospects. The economy is strong. The future seems good for the Swiss. Not so sure about the United States. I mean, it's the superpower and has nuclear weapons. Aircraft carriers, but the current administration left doesn't make us worry about that. The day is going to come. It may not be today. It may not be tomorrow. Probably not either. That China will get its head out of its rear and say, we have got to stop manipulating our currency and we should let some free market stuff happen. Now, they're not going that way. But either the euro is even worse. So we're the ugliest kid on the short bus, or what was it? The smartest kid on the short bus, as Turd Flinging Monkey likes to say. So our world reserve currency will keep things relatively stable from a financial standpoint. But we have such horrifically bad fundamental finances. It's not a joke. Switzerland, I think you guys got it, or they have a balanced budget requirement. So they don't have national debts or deficits. And if they do, it's a mere fraction to GDP as what the United States is. Social problem safety. It's safe and calm in Switzerland. Safe to walk the streets day and night. Good driving culture, clean and neat. On the other hand, my American friends were robbed multiple times as they've seen bodies on the streets, but maybe they've just been in bad places. Yeah, that's pretty bad places if you've seen bodies on the streets. The United States is pretty safe. I'll grant it that there's bad neighborhoods, but we're like monstrously way bigger than Switzerland. I've heard there's a lot of drug addicts in the streets too. Yeah, you're more likely to run into homeless people, who also are drug addicts, if you're in the cities. But if you go out to like Utah, they don't have that. You go out to Montana. Well, they do even have homeless people in Billings. Billings, just skip Billings. Billings is a dive. But yeah, there is more crime here in the United States. There are more drug addicts. There's more robberies and all that. Again, the people are scum. The people are not responsible adults. And you'd even have a little bit of respect for people who rob people because there's a risk there. Most people just go and live off the government and play video games. Like real old school criminals, like actually got to like, hey, give me your money. What if I got a gun? They take that risk. Yeah, there's social problems. What would you do? Would you choose Switzerland or the United States? For me, I'd do what I'm doing now. I go to a conservative. I go to a traditional part of the United States. The people are still fat. There's still crime in Rapid City, but there's crime everywhere. But the people are dumb. People are dumb here in all the United States, not just South Dakota. But that's because I'm used to this area. I love the West and I love my motorcycle riding. And I like this area. So that's me. But if I were you, I would do Switzerland. You're European. You're not too far away from your family. Because what? Isn't Germany the only country between Switzerland and Poland. You just hop on the train, boom, you're done. Like here in the United States, if you got to flee, it's either Mexico or Canada. Like if you're in Switzerland for whatever reason, you got to flee, you got several places to go. And plus, it's just the Swiss like the Swiss. They don't hate themselves. They're like, oh, let's import all these people over here and then kick out the native population and then just like tax the native population to pay for all these immigrants. No. And by the way, the native population is also collecting. They're not like stellar quality people either. I would just not come to the United States. The fact I'm looking for property overseas or some kind of, you know, plan B, a life raft over, I would not set up shop here. Come visit, but don't. And I know we didn't mention it, but you have not even considered girls. And I presume that you would like a woman in your life sometime. I don't know what Swiss girls are like. I guess Polish girls are nice. But then in the United States, like you come here, I can't wait to meet American women. You can wait. Ba 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 ba. Any super chats? We got one. Thomas Mühlmatter for 20 Polish zlotys. I left Switzerland for Poland. Poland is way better in self-employment to help with taxes. Switzerland is hell for young productive men. It's also boring. Okay, there. Somebody who's lived in both. I would take Thomas's opinion over mine to the client. I've never been to Poland. This guy has. He's been both. And he agrees. I could tell he's been to Poland because, yes, it is boring. Like the only thing I do in Switzerland would I be just like hiking all the time. You know, I guess I'd learn to enjoy the quiet, but I'd just be hiking all the time and hopping on a motorcycle and riding off to France. I enjoyed. I'd be going down to Italy, you know, probably Lake Como area or Lake Lucano area and just chill out there. That it. About Australia. All right, we'll see you guys later. Toodles.